Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Your presence among us is strong today as we feel you stirring hearts, reaching out to us. And so, God, I pray that we will be open to you, that your Holy Spirit will open our hearts and minds that we might hear from you the message we need to hear today. In Christ's holy name, amen. We'll call him Jim. It's not his real name. But Jim had been banned from several churches in the community for a whole host of reasons. Jim could be disruptive in worship, and unfortunately his odor was beyond offensive. But to the congregation's credit, they received Jim and accepted him when others would not. Jim would stop by the office, church office, almost daily. He rarely, if ever, asked for anything. He would come on Wednesday nights and get a free meal. He mostly just wanted someone to talk to. There was one staff member who was more than patient with Jim. He would allow Jim to sit in his office sometimes for an hour or more, just talking to him. And then there's Sue, again, not her real name, but Sue, like Jim, would stop by the church office almost daily. She had also been banned from churches in the community, although not as many as Jim. She'd usually come in around lunchtime, and another staff member began bringing an extra lunch every day, anticipating Sue being there at lunchtime. Sue could occupy a considerable amount of the staff person's time, having her help her call different agencies in town. But she, like Jim, just needed someone to talk to. The staff and the people of this particular congregation were merciful to Jim and to Sue. For blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Now, this beatitude today is different from the previous four beatitudes. The first four reflect a person's relationship with God, but this beatitude reflects our relationship with our neighbor. It reflects our relationship with those around us. And unlike righteousness that we talked about last week, a word that we rarely, if ever, use in casual conversation, mercy is a word that we might use in casual conversation. But as I was preparing the message, I ran up on several different definitions of the word mercy. Mercy is goodness offered to those in misery or distress. Mercy is meeting people's needs. It's not just feeling compassion, but showing compassion. Mercy is giving food to the hungry, comfort to the grieving, love to the rejected, forgiveness to the offender, companionship to the lonely. Mercy is unmerited favor towards the miserable and the hurting. Mercy is concrete acts of compassion. Mercy is a love that responds to a human need in an unexpected or unmerited way, including forgiveness. Mercy is an extension of and an expression of love. We worship and serve a merciful God whose, the Scripture tells us, whose mercies are new every morning, and whose mercy was perfectly manifested in Jesus Christ. And most of Christ's ministry was to the despised, the downtrodden, the rejected, the oppressed, the hungry, the hurting. Jesus always sees those that the world overlooks. He stands still in the midst of a busy world and notices the unnoticed. On his way to Jericho, he called the blind man to come to him. All the while, the crowd was hushing the blind man and trying to push him back. But Jesus called for him to come, and he healed him. As the disciples were trying to usher away the children from Jesus, Jesus calls the little children to him. He stopped in the rush of people and wanted to know who touched him. God's ultimate act of mercy is reflected in the cross of Christ. And Christ's profound act of mercy was his willingness to go to that cross, both of which was an expression of love for us. Because mercy always begins with love. It was God's love for us that moved him to give up his place in heaven and come and live among us. It was Jesus' love for us that caused him to go to the cross to withstand suffering and death for us. Love is our motivating factor to do acts of mercy. Love your neighbor as yourself, the Scripture reminds us. And looking through the Scripture, there is example after example of acts of mercy. There are multiple Scriptures calling us to be merciful. There's obviously Jesus' many examples. But throughout Scripture, we are called to care for the widows and the orphans, the foreigners, the hungry, the sick, the lonely, the lost, the sinner, the rejected. And Jesus' mercy went beyond the physical needs of the people. He did heal the sick and feed the hungry. But he also healed the stigma and the marginalization when he would eat with sinners, when he would touch the leper. He broke through taboos by accepting Zacchaeus, the tax collector, by forgiving the woman caught in adultery, even by talking to the Samaritan woman at the well. And in those acts of mercy, he healed their dignity and brought them further away from the margins. For Jesus' mercy was far-reaching and abundant. Episcopal priest and theologian Urban Holmes III wrote this: "All religious questions merge into one query: what shall we do? Our course leads us to live in the world as God sees the world. We can debate the trivial points, but the vision is largely clear. To love God is to relieve the burden of all who suffer, regardless of the origin of that suffering." As we look around the ministries of Middletown United Methodist Church, many of those ministries are acts of mercy. It was very appropriate back in the fall when the Forgotten Louisville Ministry changed their name to Mercy Ministries and expanded their scope of ministries. But think with me for a minute about some of the ministries that this congregation offers. The mobile medical ministry goes out to areas in the city and even out into the state to offer healing to those unable to afford medical care. The support of Eastern Area Community Ministries Food Pantry provides food for the hungry. The backpack ministry gives food to children who live with food insecurity. The support we give to Lighthouse Academy, both in money and in volunteer hours, that provide resources for children and family, that tutor children, that give them a safe place to belong. Lee's ministry to our shut-ins and the hospital visits. Our support of the Red Cross blood drive. Celebrate Recovery that walks with people struggling with life. And this is just a sampling, and that doesn't include what individuals and Sunday school classes and other groups do in the church. Every coat given to a homeless person, every backpack of food given to a child, every flu shot that's given, blood pressure taken, wound bandaged, every child that is tutored, every can of food given, every pint of blood, every visit made is an act of mercy. And those acts of mercy bring a bit of light into the darkness of someone's world. We've all experienced those moments. We've all experienced those moments when some act of mercy given to us shines light into the darkness of our life. Maybe it was God's act of mercy through Christ that made it possible for salvation. Maybe it was a note or a phone call of encouragement that came to you at just the right moment. Maybe it was that hospital visit when you were feeling anxious about a surgery. We know what it is like to have light come into our darkness and give us hope. And when we do acts of mercy for others, that is what we are doing. We are bringing light into the midst of their darkness and giving them hope. It has been said that religion is basically kindness, for God looked kindly on us, and we are to go and do likewise. There seems to be a lot of darkness amid the chaos of our world today. The world needs kindness shown through acts of mercy. Acts of mercy that will shatter the darkness and flood people's lives with light, and particularly with the light of Christ. You don't need an organized church ministry to extend mercy to another person. Proverbs 3:27 says, "Whenever you possibly can, do good to those in need." That is mercy. But does mercy have an end? Is there a limit to mercy? Is it enough to give a person food, or should we be addressing the cause of food insecurity? Is it enough to bandage a wound, or should we be addressing the lack of affordable health care for everyone? Is it enough to give a homeless person a coat and a meal, or should we be addressing the lack of affordable housing? Is it enough to care for the poor, or should we be addressing the causes of poverty? Is it enough to tutor a child, or should we be addressing an educational system that leaves children behind? Where does mercy end? Does mercy have its limits? There are some things in Scripture we can debate, but the Bible is rather clear that we are to love God with all of our being, and we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. Love is a cheap and empty word until some action is attached to it. Mercy. Mercy is an extension and an expression of love. Mercy is concrete acts of love and compassion. It is acts of mercy that put flesh on that word, love. For love has no end, and mercy knows no limits. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, you can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.